many calendars, it says it's Pesach Sheni today. However, is it really Pesach Sheni? I think everyone should be in agreement. It's the 14th of Iyar today. That we could all agree on. But it's the 14th of Iyar Pesach Sheni. Do we have a Pesach Sheni today? Does it exist? And the different minhagim by Tachanun. Some don't say Tachanun today. Some don't say it today and tomorrow. Some don't do it for a week. I can't believe we didn't catch on to that minhag. Yeah? That seems to be the practice here. And then perhaps you should be saying Tachanun today. What about that? People, that's not very popular of you, the minhag Ashkenaz. So let's discuss the issue behind it. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, I'm sitting here, maybe standing here, in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And the Minchas Chinuch wrote his sefer at different times. And in fact, the Minchas Chinuch is known, now you wouldn't know from the new Minchas Chinuch, it's readable. It's much easier to read. The old Minchas Chinuch, like every little, you throw a lot of initials, Rosh Tovas, and he used, because during those days they were so poor that every little piece of paper and ink, so they didn't waste any spot on the paper. So he writes, I'm sitting here between Pesach Rishon and wondering about the following question. It's still too late for us to ponder it today, but if the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, would we bring a carbon on Pesach Sheni? That's it. Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. That's the question he raises. So, it seems to be a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. The Jerusalem Talmud seems to have a debate on the issue. But the Minchas Chinuch writes, it seems to be an explicit Gemara, a Mefurish Gemara in Psachim, maybe in Chulin, the Tosefta. It says as follows. When is someone chayev in Pesach Sheni?
They were chayev in Pesach Rishon and they couldn't do it in your korban.
Right, that's correct. But even more than that, so that's true. But we need more info than that. That clearly, that gets into a separate issue, a machlokes, whether Pesach Sheni is rego b'fnei atzmo or tashlumin l'rish. That'll be a machlokes Rebbe Rav Nassan. Hopefully, we'll get to. But the Minchas Chinuch writes, and the difference would be a Gersh and a Skaya, we'll get into those shailas. But the Minchas Chinuch writes that seems to be a Mefurish Gemara, it's a closed case, that when Rov Klai Yisrael bring the Karban Pesach B'Tahara, so then there's a concept of Pesach Sheni. If Miyat Klai Yisrael bring it, or if Rov bring it Betuma, there's no halacha Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only the concept exists. So did Rov Klai Yisrael bring the Karban Pesach B'Tahara? It would seem not. So therefore, the Minchas Chinuch writes, and others say, well, there is no Pesach Sheni today. There is a Yudalit Iyar, but therefore there's nothing to discuss. It's a regular day, according to the Minchas Chinuch. Tachanun. What?
That sounds like he's siding with the Tashlumin.
Well, we'll see. Well, no, not necessarily. He's saying this even, but he's saying this, you know, either because there's a separate, he's saying there's no Chiyav. He's saying it's the only concept of, these are, in other words, there's a whole Machlokas Rebbe and Rav Nassan on how do we view Pesach, assuming there is a Pesach Sheni. How do you deal with it? Like, how do you view it? So Rebbe's opinion is, it's a rego b'fnei atzmo. And Rav Nassan says, it's a tashlum in l'rishon. It's a makeup for the first one. The question is, my nafkamina? So the Gemara gives two nafkaminas, a gersh and a skayer and a katan shehigdil. Someone who converts ben Pesach Rishon with Sheni, and a katan, that obviously, a Pesach Rishon, let's say they were exempt from bringing the Pesach Rishon, and now comes Pesach Sheni. In theory, like if they were like they are now, they would be Chayev. The Katan became a Gadol. So again, the Tzibai make a distinction between the two. That's the third Gersa he has, but the Gemara has two Gersas. So So, so if you passing like Rebbe, it's a regular with Neyatzmo, so then you bring a carbon on Pesach Sheni. If you hold like Rav Nosson, it's Tashlumin. Tashlumin is only if I'm Chayev. If there's no Chiev, so there's nothing to talk about. So that's, and the Nitziv has a third sheet. He wants the Machal like within Rav Nosson, we passing like Rebbe. It's a regular with Neyatzmo for those who it applies to. It's not a regular. No one says it's a regular. Right. No one says it's a regular with Neyatzmo if you did Pesach Rishon or not. But we passed, and so within the Shita of Tashlum and Rishon, and the Tziv says that you can machalik between a Gerish and a Skyer and a Katun Shehigdil. A Gerish and a Skyer is Mufka from the Parsha. So therefore, you could argue, you know, so he's not Chaya, but a Katun, he's still a Yid, he's Chaya Midrabanim, maybe out Tzchinach, so therefore you can make a distinction. But that's in the Tziv as a third Gerish. So either that's in the Machlokas, so this is independently, the Gemara is not making a chiyuk between Rav Nosson and Rebbe. The Gemara is just making a statement, where everyone agrees to, even Rebbe. The only time it's going way back, it's going back. There is no chiyuk. Rebbe, once someone's chayev, you know, once someone's chayev in Pesach Sheni or Pesach Rishon, then we could talk about it. He's saying is, the whole chi of a Pesach doesn't even kick off. It's not like there's a techayev and you can't do it. The way the Minchas Chinuch is learning the Gemara, the simple pshah, is that it's not even a chiyuv. So therefore, that's the minig Ashkenaz. Therefore, it's a regular day. There's no Pesach Sheni. You would say Sitzitkas at Tzedek last night, and you would say Tachanun. What about the minig Sfar that no Sitzitkas? That you have to, it's a zeichu or mikdash, that we hope one day, you know, mehayra yibana beis hamikdash, but there is no Pesach. In fact, the Breuers has an interesting minig. They, Breuers, which is, you would think it's minig Ashkenaz because they're from Germany, but they have a lot of minhagi svard. And one of the interesting minhagim they have on, this morning they would say tachanun, at mincha they would not. Because they say, what do you mean today? The morning, everyone agrees today is nothing. Achar Chatzos, when did they bring the Karman Pesach on Yud Dalet? On Yud Dalet after Chatzos, so that's when you would bring the Pesach Sheni. So therefore, they'd make a chiluk between, and you get into different minhagim, if and when you're going to eat matzah. There's a Chassidus Sheminik to eat matzah. Different minhagim will get into, some say, you could start it last night, this morning, some say it's tomorrow. Because, I mean, it's tonight, because that's when you ate the Karman Pesach. So that's the Minchas Chinuch. So comes, and that's the Pashtus, there is no Pesach Sheni, because Rov Klai Yisrael did not bring, so we'll see, so this is Maizu with the Bells of Rebbe. I will bring a Meshe Chachma that seems to be Cholek on the Minchas Chinuch. The Bells of Rebbe, there's a famous Maizu with him. It was, I guess it was at the Seder one year. Because, and they would get, there's a whole debate among the postgim. You know, after we eat the matzah, we eat the marah, then there's a sandwich we eat. A korech sandwich, and we say zeichu amikdash kehilo kena etc. And then we quote the pasuk. We should have it together. Amatzo sumorim yochuhu. So where's that pasuk from? Amatzo sumorim yochuhu. From a fact I'm asking you, you might know the answer. It's not from Pesach Rishon. That's a different pasuk. There is a pasuk about eating the matzah and marah. I think it's al matzah. It's a different pasuk. The pasuk they're quoting is from Bahaloscha Pesach Sheni. To the Radvaz, people ask, why are we quoting a pasuk about Pesach Sheni in the middle of Pesach Rishon? I could see, did they make a mistake, the Baal Haggadah? There's a whole discussion if you say it. Some say it's a hefsek, you should first eat the korak, then say it. Some say don't say it at all. So it's a tumult in the postgim, whether leave it out or at least say it afterwards, if it's a hefsek between the Achilos Matzah. So either way, so the Bells of Rebbe did say it. Well, I'm not sure when he said it, if he said it after he ate it before, but he said it nice and loud, and he said it. What did he say? What about a hefsek? He said, it's not a hefsek. He says, we're not talking about the past. He's saying, this is a tefillah. We're making a tefillah. That right now I'm sitting here in Chutz Laretz, in Golos, on Pesach Rishon, we're eating the matzah marer. I'm praying that time it comes to Pesach Sheni, it'll be our matzah zemorim yachu. At Pesach Sheni, we'll be eating, we'll be celebrating at Pesach Sheni. He's saying it's a tefillah. It's not a hefsek. It's like a yehi ratzon. So that's someone he asked the Belz Rebbe, I don't know if he called it the Minchas, he says, but what are you talking, so what's the Belz Rebbe saying, that if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, then there will be a Pesach Sheni? So someone raised a hand at the Tish or at the Seder and said, but what about the Gemara, the Tosefta? And I think he was just silent. Silence is golden. But so what is the Pshat? So could, do we have an answer for, so I don't know if the Belz Rebbe answers or others want to give an answer. It's not the, why are we reading about Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon? Then that, so there's a Mesha Chachma. You bring a Mesha Chachma to protect the Belz Rebbe. So it's a Mesha Chachma in Parshas Pinchas that says as follows. He says, you're right, of course, that is a Gemara. You can't argue with the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rov Chai Yisrael brings it. Notice this is Rov Chai. Why didn't it say all Chai Yisrael bring it? He's saying there's a big difference. He's saying when no one brings it versus, because it's a din in Yechidim, Pesach Sheni. You can't have, it's not a, like if a, that's the whole din of Derek Rechoka. The whole din is not set up for the Tzibor. You know, Tuma Hutra, but Tzibor, so we bring it. But it's not a din. It's not a din on the Rabbim to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's a special halacha. Lam and Digara. They felt they were missing, and they got rewarded. So God said, okay, you're right. You feel so bad. You missed it. You were tummy. Derek Rechoka. That's the joke. They say, the Litvax, you know, Mizdag to make fun of the Chassidim. Like they eat matzah. It's Pesach Sheni. That's for Tameyim or Tame. Why you eat? And they say, no, it's for people of Derek Rechoka. You need it. It's people who are far from God who have to get closer. But either way, so they come back and they say, so the Meshach says, yeah, that's when Rov Chai Yisrael brings it. But when no one brings it, so Enoch Einan, so the Meshach Chachma is agreeing to the Minchas, because he'd be saying a different Chiddush. Enoch, you know, you're right. We can't celebrate Pesach Sheni. You know what we're going to be celebrating? Pesach Rishon. On Pesach Sheni, he quotes Psukim and Nach, the Meshach Chachma brings Rayas, that if the Beis HaMikdash is, the key, he doesn't argue with the Gemara, that's explicit. There is no, he says, Enoch Einan, it's going to be Pesach Rishon, and we're going to celebrate for 7 days. That's where the minig of not saying Tachanun. See, according to Chassidim, they quote, we're in the seven spheres. And well, I don't know what any of them mean, but one, I think we're in the time of Hoyd, Ahod now. And they say because of that time, some say because of connection, Lag Ba'omer, so we don't say Tachanun for 7 days. Based on the Meshach Chachma, we have a more fundamental reason, is that he says, what's going to happen? You're going to celebrate Pesach Rishon on Pesach Sheni. With the whole Chai, so you can't bring Pesach Sheni, but if you don't have a, he wants to say, if the Chai Yisrael didn't bring a carbon on Pesach Rishon, so we're not going to celebrate Pesach Sheni. You're right, we're going to celebrate 7 days full, a Pesach called Shiva. It'll be a regular Pesach for 7 days. That's what he was praying for. He wasn't praying for that we're gonna bring a carbon Pesach Sheni. If there's no Pesach Rishon, there's no Pesach Sheni. But he's being mispalled that the Mehero Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and we're gonna bring a carbon. We're gonna build the Beis HaMikdash and celebrate Pesach called Shiva. Like they say, the Avnei Nezer seems to say this similarly in a different context. He asks the Shaila, he says, there's a minute to eat matzah like today, but he says that makes more sense. The minute should be eating tonight because they prepared the Karban Pesach after Chatzos, after midday, and then they ate the Karban Pesach at night. So, and in fact, there are minhagim that don't do tachin in both days, today and tomorrow, and people eat matzah today. So he says, so it makes sense. He says, why is the minig not to eat it? Why is the minig to eat it today, not tonight? So he says, because what's going to happen? Because Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and people are going to be, so right now when there's no Beis HaMikdash, eat matzah, it's fine. But he say, Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and people are going to eat matzah. So what happens if you eat matzah when the Beis HaMikdash is up? So then really you have to eat the whole korek sandwich, matzah, mar, so you can end up being over Baal Tigra. If you're used to eating matzah on Leil Pesach Sheni, so when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, you can end up only eating matzah. You're supposed to be eating matzah with the Korach, and you'll be violating Baal Tigra. So therefore, in order to avoid that problem, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, that if you're eating the matzah today, it's not an issue. But what's the assumption of the Avnei Nezer? He seems to be saying like the Meshach Chachma, that if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt during Pesach, that there will be a form of a Pesach Sheni about Tigra. So therefore, that's the discussion, the Minchas Chinuch, the Meshach Chachma, the Bel's the Rebbe in terms of the different minhagim. So minhag Ashkenaz is a non-starter. Tachanun, regular day, like there's no Pesach Sheni. Minhag Svard, Zecher LaMikdash, that we want to remember. We don't want to forget Pesach Sheni. So different. So some say Tachanun, no Tachanun today. Some say no Tachanun today and tomorrow. And what's the 7 days no Tachanun? So based on Hasidish, on the time of Hod, they say 7 days is a 7 week period. But like the Meshach Chachma is saying that no, the Bel's Rebbe is praying that Mihari Yibana Beis HaMikdash, there'll be 7 days that we're going to celebrate 7 days during, and that's why there's a minhag of not having Tachanun, and that's what the Bel's Rebbe was praying for.
Two questions. What does the Rambam say on the Mechaber? How does he pass him?
About what?
About Pesach Sheni.
Yes. So the Gemara in Psachim has a Machlokas Rebbe Rav Nassan, whether Tashlumin or Rishon or Rego with Ayatsu. So my Nafkamin of the Gemara, as we said, if you a Katan Shehigdio or a Gershon Eskayer. So according to Rebbe, they'd be Chayev. According to Rav Nassan, they wouldn't be. So we passed in like Rebbe. So we passed in a Gershon Eskayer or a Katan Shehigdio is Chayev. But the Rambam writes the same thing. What about the? And so that's a discussion that it's a. Based on this, it's a machlokas the Mara Murberg and the Rush. Let's say a katan shehigdiel tok shloshim. A katan becomes a gado in the middle of shloshim. Is he chayiv in shivana? Everyone agrees if it's after shloshim, it's a shmur rechoka. There's only one day of avela shesit, and we do mixes even mixes halayla kalayla. But a katan shehigdiel tok shloshim. So what's the Mara Murberg writes these. Is chayiv. Why? So what's the machlokas? It's a Gemara in Shabbos that says, let's say a katan shehigdil in the middle of Shabbos. Let's assume you don't become a gadol until you grow, like you reach puberty. You need, so let's say whatever the hype, the Gemara quiz, how do you become a gadol in the middle of, let's assume you can. So the way the Maharam learns, what's really the knitza Shabbos is the machayiv. You enter Shabbos, and however, but once you become a katan in the middle, that's when you become chayiv akarkak. In other words, the chayiv, the obligation of keeping Shabbos depends on the beginning of Shabbos. Someone who's not chayiv in Shabbos in the beginning isn't chayiv in the middle. He claims a katan. This person is chayiv in the beginning, but he's only a katan. And once you become a gadol, you become chayiv in the middle. The Rush holds no. That every moment of Shabbos you chayiv. It's not everyone agrees the katan chayiv to keep Shabbos, but why? The Maharam says because you chayiv in the beginning of Shabbos, and it becomes chayiv after. The Rush says you're not every moment. My nafkamina katan shehigdil. But Rav Rumberg says a katan is chayiv in Avelis because he was a katan. He had a chayiv derabanan or whatever at the stima sagol at the burial, and then once he becomes a gadol within 30 days, he becomes chayev. The Rush says, no. The chayev on Shabbos was every moment of Shabbos, you're mechayev, but he was putter in the beginning of Shabbos. So that's the issue. He's to the Rambam. So the Rambam passed to the, if let's say a katan brought a cart, he was included in the chabura on Pesach Rishon. So the Rambam writes, he's putter on Pesach Sheni. So see, because by a katan's different than a katan's a maisa katan, it's just that he's putter from onshin, but really he's chayev. So that's the Rambam pasuk by Pesach Rishon. If a katan ended up bringing one on Pesach Rishon, he's chayev. He's putter. He already did it. He was yoter.
He brought it as a katan, not as a
gadol. Yeah, that's all he was.
Right.
I assume he was part of the chabura. I don't know. Or I guess it's, yeah. I don't know. Bringing his own. Yeah. So he was. So we pasuk Regal, but the Meshach Chokmah thing, but that's not what it's not relevant to our case. That's only when Rov Klai Yisrael bring it with Tahara, and also according to the Meshach, we're not talking about Pesach Sheni. We're talking about Pesach Rishon. That's the Kiddush of the Meshach Chokmah is that we're talking about Pesach Rishon because the Gemara says there is no Pesach Sheni, so you can't argue with the Gemara. So therefore, he's saying you're right, and that's Rov Klai Yisrael. But we're celebrating on Pesach Sheni, but we're celebrating Pesach Rishon. And that's why it makes sense. You have the sheet of no tachanun. Once you're doing zeichel mikdash, do it right, as I say. You might as well get 7 days of no tachanun.
So we're going to do the next 7 days.